It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it's tea time. Kicking things off with Dave Grohl. This is so cool. Okay, so Dave Grohl, rocker, he met up with Big Bird and Elmo in a new clip from Sesame Street.
Oh, this is our friend, Mr. Dave Grohl.
Hi.
Here we go.
We're on our way.
It's an amazing trip.
Across the USA.
Oh, I want to hear a full album of that. I love it.
Isn't that cool, of course? Foo Fighters. That's pretty cool. He's just the coolest guy. So yeah. I liked him taking the time to hang out on Sesame Street. Well, this is so interesting. So Brad Pitt sat down and interviewed Adam Sandler, his buddy, and they talked a little bit about one professor at NYU told Adam Sandler, dude, really, you should just give up on acting.
Okay, and he said to you, I want to take you out for beer.
Right.
You guys went to a bar.
Right.
And he kindly said to you,
yes,
think about something else.
Exactly.
Listen, you got a heart, but you don't have it. Yeah. You don't have it.
Right.
Choose another path.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Truth?
That is, it was like that.
To be fair, Adam Sandler is not a great actor. I love Adam Sandler, but his movies are a whole different breed, which is great to show you can do all sorts of things, but I can't see Adam Sandler as a dramatic actor.
Right.
Like, could you see him in the Titanic, like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, he's done some drama, but I like when actors stick to what they're good at. Like, I like Happy Gilmore Days, Big Daddy. I just think it's cool he hires all his buddies.
Tap it in. Tap, tap,
tap. Who's better?
No, yes. Conditioner.
But I think that's one. Of course, I love Brad Pitt. Oh, love that man.
All right, calm down. Now you're lusting.
Give us some water. Whitney, this is interesting. Okay, so Whitney Houston's former lover and bestie, Robin Crawford, has a new book, and she's claiming that she and Whitney were, in fact, lovers, not just best friends. And this is very interesting. So Robin Crawford sat down with Wendy Williams, and they talked about how Whitney laid into her.
Robin, I can't even fight. I would have run. You know what? Oh, my gosh.
We weren't going to fight. We just wanted to see you face to face and have a chat. That was a cumulative fed up Whitney Houston. And
fed up with me or fed up with the world?
You have been talking about Whitney and myself for so long.
Well, that's what I do. And it all came true. It's in the book.
Okay, so what went down? This is back in the day. Wendy Williams was gossiping about how they were lovers, not just best friends, Robin and the late and great Whitney Houston. So we have the audio of a 2003 recording of Whitney Houston calling up and calling out Wendy Williams because she asked about her drug use and she got mad.
What did you say, baby girl?
But Whitney, watch what you do.
Nah, you don't even know what I do. Like you said, you never met me. You don't know me. You ain't been in my house. You don't live with me. You don't sleep with me. You don't even talk about me. So watch what you say. That's all I'm asking you is watch what the you say.
Dang, Whitney Houston.
And we'll cuss at you.
She is not having it. So, ooh, the drama rolls on. Also drama every single day, of course, on Days of Our Lives. Premiered November 1965. What I love about soap operas, you miss a few months, you pick right back up if you dive in because not much has happened.
Yeah, you know, a coma happens somewhere along the way, stuff like that.
My favorite part is when they like divulge their evil plans just talking to themselves in a room and then someone, of course, overhears it. Well, get this, the whole cast has been laid off? What?
You're fired.
Days of Our Lives going into hiatus. Now get this, they actually record 8 months in advance.
Dang.
I never knew it was that crazy, but they have. Everyone has pretty much been laid off, and it's like dot, dot, dot. They're going to let us know what's happening, but they're not commenting other than they're negotiating new deals with everybody, but at this moment, everyone got fired.
Okay. That's like a company taking over and paying you less. Love it.
If that's your show, I'm sorry.
McKenzie with the T here on Joe and McKenzie. We are going to get into something called online dating and the do's and don'ts of it.
Yes. So it's a new world for a lot of people. And we want to know if you've experienced that. There's been so many success stories and there's been not so successful stories. And we want to know when you're online dating, what's a do, what's a don't? What should your profile look like? What's the etiquette we want to go
there? Let's be real. We're trying to help McKenzie set up her profile.
No, I'm not on it. I have not gone there.
People swear by it,
but I'm like, eh.
We'll see if we can get you in there. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, the number 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.